You're listening to Eastbourne.online, Eastbourne's only dedicated radio station.
All About Eastbourne is the programme. Ray Dadswell here as your host. I have a guest whom I shall introduce in just a moment. Today's discussion, it's all about fundraising for agencies, voluntary organisations and that sort of thing. Carol Hyatt is with me. People Matter, you come from. What do you do there?
I do. I do random acts of admin on a Friday. So that can be anything from sorting out the fair share delivery to updating the website to updating some slides. Random acts of admin on a Friday.
And most then
on
of that.
Thursday.
Or Thursday
there's
as
more.
Well.
Oh, I do. Right. Thursdays, I teach IT, basic skills, IT skills for job seekers.
You mentioned fair share. Don't quite understand that.
So our local supermarket offer us their leftover bakery items from the day before. And we go on a Friday morning even, it's today, and we collect what it is that they haven't sold from the previous day, and we make it available to our clients who come into People Matter or anybody else who comes into People Matter. So take away free, ready-to-eat bread, cakes, bakery goods.
That's brilliant. We have talked before about food bank.
Yep.
So I guess it's something similar, isn't it, for
anybody
who would like to take advantage of what they offer?
Yep, it's just a different outlet. So Food Bank, I understand, have this similar arrangement with their local supermarket as well.
So you're in the right place today. IT, connections, broadcasting, all that sort of thing. Twitter?
I do a little bit of Twitter, yes. Mm-hmm. I sort of have a on and off relationship with Twitter. I'm currently not as on as I previously have been. But Facebook, yes, I'm a bit of a stalker on Facebook. So I look at most days I have a look at Facebook, what's been happening with my friends throughout the various parts of the country.
So social media is very much your thing. Did you have training in that before you came into People Matter?
No, I sort of picked it up as I've gone along. So I wouldn't describe myself as an expert. But yeah, just make it up as I do most things. As I go along.
But you teach others?
I teach a little bit of social media. So mostly the IT is actually pre-social media. So we're looking at basic skills of turning on and off, using the mouse and keyboard, using email, using the internet, and a little bit of Word text documents.
Perhaps we should set aside some time for you to instruct me in that type of thing.
I do understand you have a laptop, so that would be good.
That's an interesting point, because nobody in the office has ever seen my laptop, but I do mention it from time to time. It suits me for emailing, Googling, YouTube a little bit, that sort of thing. But it's 10 years old, and it's really...
Needs to retire.
It probably does. It's past its sell-by date, to say the least.
Yeah.
But there we are. That's for something for another time.
Could be.
Indeed.
That sounds a plan.
But if we go back to my original comment and talking about fundraising, People Matter, you maybe know more about this than I do, the money side of operating the charity, where does the money come from?
Well, it comes from a number of different sources. We currently have a contract to deliver careers, service, advice, information and guidance. So about a third of our money comes from that source. So we see people and we can claim for the work that we do with them. Another source of funding is from grant applications. But again, that relies on us finding those organisations that would be disposed to give us information and money for our purposes. We also have a number of individual and smaller church organisations who give us some funding. So we're often on a little bit of a knife edge with funding. And it just struck me earlier in the year, you know, lots of people do different fundraising things. Some people run marathons, some people swim. And I thought, no, that's too much like hard work. What if I just sat down and had a haircut?
A haircut? You do that regularly. That's nothing new, is it?
Actually, as I arrived here this morning, we met Barney, and apparently he likes to be pampered when he has his hair done on a Saturday.
Barney the dog.
Mm-hmm. That's not me. I can't be doing with, when you go to the hairdresser and they do snippy, 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 just chop. How hard can it be? How long can it take? So no, pampering doesn't do it for me. So, in fact, I haven't been to the hairdresser since October.
But what's that got to do with fundraising?
Well, I just thought, I saw a YouTube clip where somebody had just got fed up with their hair and they just did it themselves, as some people do. Ronnie O'Sullivan did it the other year in snooker. One minute he had a full head of hair, went to his dressing room, annoyed, came back with no hair. I thought, well, if that can be done, why not raise some money in doing it and not just do it yourself?
Wonderful. So does that mean that you're having just, I was going to say a clip round the ear, but that's not quite the right expression at the moment, is it? To have a trim, or you're going to lose the whole lot?
Well, I haven't put a monetary figure on it, but what I'm saying publicly is the more money in the pot, the less hair. So more for less, one of my phrases. When you're doing internet searches, more for less. The more words you put in, the less you get out. So if you put less words in, you get more out. But it's the opposite way around with my fundraising. So more donations, less hair.
Right. So when is this going to happen?
Friday the 29th of June, 2 p.m. in a local hairdresser's who have kindly volunteered their services.
Oh, that's very good. So we can expect you to come back to the office the following week wearing a hat or a wig?
I can't decide. I was in a local garden centre the other day and I saw some of these sort of hoodie, snoody type things and I thought, I wonder whether that would work. But I think I'm just going to wait and see what I look like, because it's quite hard to see what you're going to look like with no hair when you've got hair.
I suppose so.
I'm a bit of a wash and go person. So actually when my hair is wet, which it is every day, it's very, very slimline and sleek. So often when I go to church on a Sunday morning, the question is, has it rained in Polegate, which is where I live, and nice. I go down to church at East Dean. And I said, no, it hasn't. It's just showered. And by the end of the service, I will have bouffonned.
Well, I have a different answer for people who ask me that question, because I do much the same. But I say, it's because I swim from the pier to Beachy Head and back early every morning.
Very energetic.
Rubbish.
You pick up rubbish as well as swimming.
Oh, well, it sounds like it, doesn't it? Listen, this is my show, not yours.
Oh, sorry. Back in my box.
Back to the fundraising. Yeah. Oh, so that's a terrific idea. But we have a bit more than just haircuts.
We do. We've gone on a bit of a roll now. Mm. So we've had an opportunity for people to do a bungee jump.
Oh, my.
Yes. I have to say that's not my thing. The thought of going up and down. I could do it if it didn't involve the up and downness. So, yes, up and down. I did manage to nominate somebody on my behalf because people were quite keen that I did it myself. But I've managed to nominate our charity's mascot at People Matter.
And who is that?
That is an excellent, excellent person, Billy the Bear.
Oh, right.
Billy the Bear is going to bungee jump. See, all the bees now, we've had Chop for Charity, and now we're on the bees, Billy's bungee jump.
Right, and what did Billy think about it when you first suggested the matter?
He's been quite quiet on the matter, actually, but I can tell from his demeanour that he's quite excited, looking forward to it.
Right, so you've got Billy going. Who else is going?
There are quite a few other people going from local supporters of the charity. So that would be brilliant. They can be all there together. What I haven't quite managed to set up yet is Billy's training regime.
Ah.
That is in train and will be featured on our website once he gets his act together.
Right. You better give us the name of the website.
peoplematter.org.uk. And there's a little hyphen between the people and the matter. And there's no S on matter. If you put an S, you'll get something different.
Right.
So people-matter.org.uk.
Well, that's where there's confusion sometimes. Billy, yes, and other people. But where are the other people coming from? Are you just dragging them in from the bus stops?
Well, well, that would be good. Sort of go out with a billboard and say bungee jump. No, they are people who we've had connections with. So clients, supporters. Sadly, none of our staff have taken up the opportunity, shall we say.
You're looking directly at me at this moment.
Yes, you happen to be in the same place, yes.
Before you say any more, forget it. There's no way that I'm going to bungee jump.
Really?
I can't even go on the London Eye.
Oh.
That would be too
much. And that's enclosed.
Mm. The other day, the bank holiday, my wife and I met up with family and my grandson, 12-year-old, as we were stepping onto the boat to go for a cruise down the river. Then he said to me, if you don't want to go upstairs, Dar, that's his pet name for me, then I'll sit downstairs with you. Because he and Eve, even tender years, realised that I was not too happy climbing to great heights. Well, I suppose here, being part of Eastbourne Online, then I am progressing.
Indeed.
Progressing forward.
Indeed.
That's great. So I could prompt you on that one. We've got a number of the Portuguese community locally who are coming to help.
Yes.
With the bungee jump, and admire them for doing that. Three of them, in fact, four of them altogether, part of the same setup called something. It will come back to me in a moment.
Yes.
Acting Moon Events.
Brilliant.
And so they're joining us.
Yep,
and that will be on the seafront, the bungee jump.
Yes, it's part of the Beach Life Festival in the middle of July.
All right, so yes. Anybody can go?
Anybody can go. Free event, as I understand it.
That's brilliant.
And come along and support our jumpers.
Right. Excellent.
Yes.
But other things happen. Fundraising is our topic. What other types of things do people do?
Well, if you're looking for something a little more sedate, maybe with a cup of tea and a cake involved, we have an open garden event at the end of June.
Right.
So three lovely people in Old Camp Road in Eastbourne have generously opened their gardens, or will be opening their gardens to us, and hosting tea, cake, stalls, anything you can imagine. So that's a little more sedate fundraising effort that might be more attractive to some of your listeners.
Sure. So these are ideas, current ideas. But stepping back just a little bit, why are charities constantly calling out for help financially, funding?
I think that, well, money is tight everywhere, isn't it? So government contracts are slimming down, are becoming tighter. Grant awarding bodies are looking more carefully at applications, their resources, they're relying on resources as well. So it's actually, it's all part of getting our message out as well, and us as an organisation. So you could say it's a bit of marketing as well that we do on the side.
Well, that's true.
So raising our profile.
We have talked about People Matter here before and other charities. Are you yourself part of any other charity?
I am. Well, officially, a church, local church council is a charity. So I'm one of the trustees of the East Dean Church local council.
But churches have got plenty of money. They could share it around a bit, couldn't they?
If only that were true. Churches are, often churches are struggling for money as well to do all of the things that they'd like to do in their communities, for their communities.
Mm-hmm.
We're the only organisation that exists for our non-members rather than for ourselves.
I guess that's true. Well, talking about charities once again, we've mentioned People Matter and a few others are featured in these programmes. Are there any other charities, even as far afield as Polegate or East Dean, which you have a particular interest in?
Certainly at East Dean, we have a link with the Beachy Head chaplaincy team. So they're up on Beachy Head helping to keep people safe, and they come down into our village church just for a place of quiet, place of safety, a place to think and pray before they go off and do their stuff.
Excellent. Yes, I'm hoping to have some of their people to come in and tell us about what they do without breaking any confidentiality rules, of course. And so that's great. Yeah. Do you think there's any area in the voluntary sector in Eastbourne which is being missed at the present time?
Oh, that's a tough question, Mr. Dadswell.
Mm.
I sure there's always things that can be done, isn't there? Mm. There's always needs that aren't being met. So, but it actually takes people with the vision and the time and the effort and the ability to see those and then to take things forward. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we as People Matter are grateful for Sandy Medway, who originally set us up just over 20 years ago. She had the vision, and other people have had the vision for Beachhead Chaplaincy, for street pastors, for lots of other good work and charities that happen in Eastbourne, for Parch as well, the ministry to people who live in residential homes.
Yes.
So
much happening around us. Eastbourne is a very busy town, one Absolutely. Way and another. And your business at People Matter and church and so on, you're happy with that?
Indeed, yes. Yes.
You're not expecting to move on to other things in the near future?
I'm trying not to. I do need to earn a little bit of money on the side just to be able to keep my voluntary work going. Mm. So I was made redundant about 7 years ago, but am able to be in a position where if I do a little bit of work for a little bit of money, then I can carry on doing some voluntary work on the side. So it all becomes life rather than work and play and relaxing.
We'll have a photograph of you later on.
Oh, thank you.
Before, and then another one towards the end of June, and place those in the local paper, perhaps, and also on the Eastbourne Online website, and I'm sure that would look lovely.
That would be excellent.
Thanks very much. Wishing you well as you go along to the hairdressers.
Thank you.
And that day of the bungee jumping, will you go along and support and cheer?
I will, indeed. Yes. Excellent. Yes, I will.
Brilliant.
And I should be wearing my T-shirt. So if you miss out giving before the 29th of June, it won't be too late because I shall have a T-shirt with the details on it. So you can still give.
Great stuff. Have a good day.
Thank you. And you.
If you love social media, you'll find us on Twitter at Eastbourne Now. And on Facebook, you'll find us at Eastbourne Online.